Hey, sweetheart. Did the hot chocolate work out? Fuck yeah. I haven't had that in ages. Yeah. These cabins are the real deal. I mean, full kitchen, working fireplace, loft bedrooms. This is some real shit. We really lucked out this time. David really did go all out. But I hazard to say we've all earned it too. Few times over, honestly. I love you. Come on. Let's get that hot chocolate and some mugs and head over to the fire. What do you think? Yeah, the chairs would have worked, but then I couldn't be cuddled up next to you. And that shit just won't do. So, instead, ta-da, I made us a little nest here in front of the fire. We got some pillows underneath with the blanket on top. More pillows on top of that. And now we got ourselves a padded spot to cuddle and warm up. Come on, let's settle in. Yeah, I'm just taking a little bit to soak it all in, you know? And to try not to fall asleep. Fire, no less. That is a one-way ticket to Sleepy Town, USA. A population this guy. Really have earned this, you know. I swear, I can't remember the last time we both had some time off to just relax. I'm pretty sure it was back in the summer. which I guess might not have been that bad in and of itself, but this has been about the busiest 6 months for both of us since ever. I mean, if it hasn't been me working some god-awful weekend security gig, it's been you getting pulled in a million different directions by the latest bullshit coming down the pipeline at the department. I mean, half the time it feels like you and I are in a race to see which of us is gonna pass the fuck out first. Well, I'll be glad when this game's shit is over. I mean, I'm proud of David and all of us for getting booked for this, but Jesus Christ, it's just dragged on and blown up into this thing that's so much bigger than any of us were accounting for. And in the meantime, we've still been having to do all of our normal gigs to keep money coming in. Because with Dam and the department behind the purse strings, you better believe they've been dribbling that pay out with an eyedropper. These people apparently never heard of prepayment. Which, sure, is going to be great when we get dumped with that lump sum after the games, but in the meantime, we've been having to run ourselves ragged trying to keep the ship afloat just because these assholes don't know how to budget properly and need to stall till the new calendar year. And don't even get me started on how the department has had you and all the rest of their staff running around like, fuck, I don't know, chicken with its head cut off trying to hold that place together. I mean, I thought things were bad before that breakout, but now, ugh. But the point is, and I do have one, believe it or not. For 4 days, we don't have to think about any of that shit. So, what do you say we make a promise, huh? No mention of either of our jobs till we get back home. Deal? Good. No, of course, I'm sure someone's gonna ask about it. I mean, this is basically a family reunion, and how's work going? It's about the only question anyone knows how to ask anymore, but hey, we'll do what we can, you know. Oh, yeah? You looking to do something? Or, someone? Namely, me? Just don't forget. We still have yeah. Solstice party tonight. What? Oh no. I'm not saying we gotta hit the brakes. I'm saying we step on the gas. God damn it. Your lips taste like chocolate. Let's go put that loft to the test, huh?